Wired Jesus Podcast, April 23rd, 2011. Creative Commons licensed.
Initiating startup sequence.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast. Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Pilgrim.
I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
Well, yeah, but just because God doesn't answer your prayers doesn't mean he doesn't care about you.
Well, then why didn't he give me what I wanted?
Well, God can't just answer every prayer and suddenly give you everything you want. That takes all the living out of life.
What do you mean?
I don't know, Kyle. Did you ask Mr. Hat?
I don't want to ask Mr. Hat. I'm asking you.
Oh, I think you should ask Mr. Hat.
Mr. Hat, may I please be excused from class?
Well, Kyle.
No! You hear me? You go to hell! You go to hell and you die!
Guess you'll have to take your seat, Kyle.
Damn it! Ha-ha! Mr. Hat yelled at you.
Hello, and welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, the Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Pilgrim. I'm your host and fellow traveler, Tom Lyberg, and glad you've come along for our journey together. Well, even with my infrequent podcast schedule, sometimes my timing is impeccable. My last podcast, Rob Bell, Whipping Boy for God's Grace, happened to come out right as the controversy over his new book, Love Wins, was just ramping up. John Piper, Mark Driscoll, and a herd of other hardline evangelicals were condemning the book and Rob as being universalist. The great heresy for many that God loves everyone so much, he won't send anyone to a literal hell of fire for eternity to be tormented. At first, the tweets against Rob and in defense of Rob centered around the fact that the book had not been released, and the TV evangelist crowd were being hypocrites, thinking they already knew what Rob was going to say, so there is no sense in dirtying their minds or judgments by actually reading the book. However, it wasn't long before the book came out. People bought it, and Rob began to make the news show circuit. Frankly, for pastor people like me, it was the story on the net for weeks. Twitter, Facebook, blogs, all the social media discussion sites were dominated by Love Wins. What was Rob saying? Could anyone understand what Rob was saying? Is he even Christian? Is he the C.S. Lewis of the 21st century? Or has Christian pop stardom gone to his head? Fortunately, between Facebook, my blog, and the wonder that is the Instapaper plugin for Firefox, I began to collect the commentaries, including actual book reviews, while reading the book itself. My first venture into the world of Kindle books, as it turns out. I don't have a Kindle, but I use my MacBook Pro, and I have to admit, I really like it. I'm not sure I'd want to read a novel with the Kindle. Some things feel best in a paper format. But for all the nonfiction books that I buy and highlight and doodle in, you know, I'm ready to go all in with the Kindle. I'll probably get an iPad 2 here soon and switch my library over digitally. So if you have any comments about that, let me know. You know, if you use the iPad, I'd be curious what you think. But back to Love Wins. In reading all the reactions and reviews, I essentially saw two issues that were being debated. The person of Rob Bell himself, but then this divine necessity of hell. The whole Rob Bell side of things, well, you know, he is who he is. I would love the chance to meet him sometime. That probably isn't going to happen as busy as he is now, even though Grand Rapids is not far away. But for anyone over the age of 40 or a professionally trained writer, the style of the book might very well drive you nuts. My digital friend and author and one of the best religious bloggers out there, in my opinion, Rachel Held Evans, digs into this on her blog and what has turned out to be one of the most commented posts that she has done in years. But she hits this issue on the head. Whether he wanted it or not, Rob is now a rock star in the postmodern Christian world.